Disney World has got so many theme parks, but which ones are the best? Well, today we have special guest host Gene from the Disney Underground podcast to help rank those Florida parks. And then we'll test everybody's Diz brains with Disney World Jeopardy. All this and so much more on this week's episode of the We Like Theme Parks
podcast. I snuck it in.
Yeah, you were sneaky.
We present a spectacular festival of theme park audio commentary magic. Do we like theme parks podcast?
Yo. Bring it back now.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Welcome, foolish mortal.
We like theme parks.
Welcome, my fellow theme parkers, to the We Like Theme Parks podcast, your go-to spot for news, opinions, and other new fun happenings in and around the Disney and Universal theme parks. I'm Chris Bond. Hi-ho, Diz nerds. Today, I'm joined by my co-host, Disney bounder, theme park fashionista, and the Magic Kingdom shoulder shrugger from the Churro Fund. It's Miriam Kenley. Miriam, what's happening, girl?
Not much. It's so accurate.
It's true. Yeah. And we're also joined today by comedian, Diz nerd, and just plain happy to be here kind of guy. It's Mark Andrada. Hey, Mark, what's up?
What do you want? See what I did?
Yeah, I did. It's good stuff.
Switch it up. I switch it up. You expect one thing and then I give you another.
That's the comedy. Good work, friend. Yeah. And hey, guys, special guest host today, our good friend from the Disney Underground podcast and from the Garden State. It's our good friend. It's Gene Manny. Gene, how are you, brother?
Chris, my man's pots and pans. What's up, Spank?
Yeah, man. I love to cook. I'm just frying up something right now, baby, and it's a podcast. Great to see
you. But wait, I gotta correct you. I'm not from the Garden State, bro. I'm from the Empire State.
I thought you were a Jersey guy. Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm a New Yorker, man.
Now I'm embarrassed. I thought you were a Jersey guy.
I felt like you knew me better than this. We've been on shows together. We've talked offline.
Yeah, but you said you like the Jets. The Jets are like the Jersey team, right?
How dare you, sir?
Oh, my goodness. What have I done?
We're still a New Yorker. They're from Long Island.
Yeah. I thought everyone in Jersey liked the Jets and everyone from like proper like downtown New York liked the Giants. Am I way off?
Giants are trash.
Okay, so the two football fans that are listening to this thing right now are like, oh, this is great. Everybody else is like, what are you talking about? Well, Gene, either way, no matter what state you are from, we are thrilled to have you today. And welcome to the We Like Theme Parks podcast. We've kind of had like a co-hosting kind of trade them up. We've been on your show a bunch of times. You guys have been over here. We had Dan and Steph from the Disney Underground show join us a few weeks back. That was a great time. And do you know that those guys were so sweet? They sent me the Jungle Cruise board game because I mentioned I didn't have it.
That's so cute.
You're good peeps, man.
Is that sweet? They're from the great state of Minnesota. See, that's Minnesota hospitality. You need a game, I send it to you. It's a beautiful
thing. What is that? Yeah,
that was my Minnesota voice. That's not a good in Minnesota, eh? No.
No, you're bordering on like a little bit of a mob.
What?
I think, well, Midwest mob. That's definitely not the Northeast mob.
I don't know. I got to watch Fargo again, I guess. Like, hey, Bob. Yeah. Hey. No.
Oh, my gosh. That's so bad.
Okay, Mr. Actor Mark, you do it. Give me Minnesota.
No,
okay?
I don't do this. You're not going to make me. You're going to force me into this.
You can't dump on me on my impressions. And then when I'm like, challenge you to be like, fine, show me Mr. Second City. And then you're like, no, man.
Absolutely not.
No. Where's the check?
Have you played the Jungle Cruise game yet?
Twice. And it's great. It's fun. I play it with my daughter. She really likes it. Her favorite part is when you're playing the game, you lose people from the boat. Like people That's go amazing. Overboard and she likes placing them on the board. She's like, let's put them with the hippos, you know? So she likes discarding people into dangerous places on the board. So
cute.
Yeah. It's adorable. Yeah. She my dangerous 5-year-old. Yeah. It's good times. Just a generous gift from these guys. And wow. Have you played the Jungle Cruise game, Gene?
I have not. They haven't sent me a Jungle Cruise game.
Well, you know.
So
wow.
They probably even know what state you're from. So I'm just saying. You know?
Let me ask you a question. Did you, you know, you were so gracious to join us on our Disney Dollar Game, and you got to question 9, you won 2 prizes. Did you get our package yet for your prizes?
I have not, but yeah, I'm excited about my Big Fat Panda pin and my Disney Underground pen. There, is that it?
Well, it's not the pen, it's a pen, but it's the same pen that we sent to you.
Yes, I was the most excited about the pen.
It writes really good. Like you can see I'm writing.
Right,
but it's good ink.
But you mentioned,
I like a good pen.
You mentioned earlier that I thought that I was the best. I'd gotten the farthest, but apparently since then, somebody's kicked my butt.
Well, yeah, somebody won the grand prize. They won a pen. They won a Fat Panda pin, and they won a $25 gift card to Disney.
Oh man, that gift card would be so sweet.
Cool.
So yeah. I think she cheated, though. I think Dan slipped her the answers for a couple bucks. Yeah, I think so. She got some tough ones, man.
He's a generous guy, so I wouldn't be. And he's from Minnesota. He'd be like, okay, see, yeah, I guess I'll give you the answers there. Still not? I'm trying.
Still not good.
All right, friends. Well, hey, let's sell some t-shirts.
T-Public presents It's Your Shoutouts.
All right, T-Public is where you can find all kinds of Disney and Universal t-shirts. Just go to our website, welikethemeparks.com, and, you know, click on t-shirts, and then you go to their site, and you can find a shirt you like, and then buy it. And then, you know what? It helps support us, and you get cool gear for the parks. Win-win. And this week, my shout-out goes to an old friend who is back. It's at Parks and Pixels. This guy kind of bounced off Instagram for a while, but he's one of our OG homies. So glad that he's back in the community, a fantastic Disney photographer and theme park enthusiast. It's at Parks and Pixels. Swing by, check him out, and say hello. He just wants to hang and talk Disney. Hey, Gene, you got someone you want to shout out?
Nah.
You gave us the intro. That's the intro special.
That's why I learned. I just said, you know what? This guy's got it all together, man. The best part is he's got the piece around his microphone, so I can't tell if it's a drop or if he's really saying these things.
I like
it. You know what? Let me shout out some of the cast on my show.
Sure.
Send a shout out to Joey and Sam from JSA Creations. They make the coolest Disney ears, 3D ears, so you got to check them out. And I also want to shout out to the Bestoners of the Midwesterners. You guys know Dan and Steph.
Yes.
Rock and Roll DW.
Yeah, that's some of the crew over there. Speaking of your podcast, what's going on over at Disney Underground these days?
You know, we always have the cool game show where you can win some Disney prizes. We always have a cool guest here and there. We'll have Mr. Cheesy Pop on next Monday to discuss the reopening of Disneyland. So he'll be on for that.
Oh, cool.
And I mean, we always get some cool guests in. We always talk about, you know, we try not to say the dry Disney news. We try to kind of spruce it up with some jokes and just some fun commentary. We always have a cool little topic to kind of discuss the parks. But I always feel like the winner is the game show and the guests, man. We always have a cool guest in house, you know?
That's great, man. Kind of like you. We got Gene. This is great.
That's what I'm talking about, you know? And I love being on this. My first time really on the show.
Yeah.
And I feel like if podcasts could be best friends, I feel like we like theme parks and the Disney Underground are like best friends, man.
We're kind of becoming bedfellows, as they say. Is that a word? That's bedfellows? Nice. That's like a $10 word. What? Miriam, wait, I got a Miriam face.
I've never heard of this word.
Bedfellows? No.
Bedfellows? Is that two words?
That means you're like so
word?
Close, you share a bed? No, am I way off? I'm way off.
I think you're making,
making things up again, Bondo. Miriam, do you have a shout out?
I do.
Hit it.
My Insta shout out is Katie Lynn Art Company.
Ooh.
And so it's Katie Lynn Art Co. on Instagram. And she makes really cool bandanas and prints for your wall. So my favorite right now, she's doing a whole alphabet series. And the poisoned apple for A is really cool. It used to be known as the Kingdom Rose Company, and now it's Katie Lynn Art Co. She's great. Check her out.
Check her out.
How do you spell Katie?
Katie.
Oh, just the way you'd think.
Yeah. Lynn, and then Art Co.
All right, okay, just the huge. Got
it's really
it.
Really cool.
Following right now.
Amazing.
The Neverland one for N is also very cute. I'm a big fan. I have a tiki bird bandana for my hair from them.
I'm going to need one of those pretty soon. My hair is getting pretty long.
You've needed one for a while. I've been meaning to tell you. Oh, it's time. Well,
thanks for your honesty.
Hair accessories for you.
I have not been accessorizing yet. Let's get on with this show. We got Gene. Let's get into some fun. It's segment time.
Segment time.
Okay, Miriam just came back from Disney World. So today what we're going to do is we are going to rank these Disney World parks. And we're talking about the East Coast parks from top to bottom and basically rank these parks together so we can determine which is the best and which is the worst on the Orlando side. And boy, I don't know about you guys, but this is tough. I mean, I love all these parks, like all of them.
Really?
Yeah, I love them all.
I didn't have a hard time at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, this is very an easy exercise for me.
I thought it was pretty tough too because I love them all.
Yeah.
Well, wow. You'll see.
Well, maybe Gene just has love in his heart, Miriam. You know,
I'm just a nice guy, man.
Yeah.
Hey,
Miriam,
that's can why we're bedfellows.
That's probably the main reason why. Can I ask you guys a quick question though?
Please.
Of course.
Yeah.
What do you call a cow that just gave birth? Decaffeinated.
Yikes.
Oh. That's very nice. I like it. Yes.
Yes.
I had to bring the dad joke over to Canada, man.
Love it.
I crossed the border with a dad joke.
Yeah.
That's good. Gina. You gotta be careful. You have to pay duty on that.
Oh, that's true. It was worth it.
Oh, yes. Okay. Why don't we go around the horn and let's start with our worst park, our number four park. And Miriam, since it's so easy, why don't we start with you with your number four park at the Disney World in Orlando.
Magic Kingdom. Don't even need to think about this. Magic Kingdom. 100%. Not my favorite park.
Why is it your last placer?
Because why would you go to the Magic Kingdom when Disneyland exists?
Oh,
I just wouldn't. There's no...
Wow.
Jeez. I'm sorry. Jeez, there's no redemption for me there. Jeez, you know my feelings based on our last episode. Ugh. It's big for no reason, and there's less to do there.
Ugh.
Why? Hi. And the food isn't great. No. Ugh. The only thing that I like there is the Jungle Cruise.
If you guys could just give me a minute, I'm about to unfollow the churro.
It's so cold.
I mean, perfect example. Their churros aren't even very good. What does someone like the Churro Fund have to do with the Magic Kingdom with bad churros?
Or even the dip's not so hot?
I mean, you know, I like just my plain churro, cinnamon sugar, and it's soggy. It's like just reheated. They're not fresh.
There's a whole world you're missing in those dips, girl. Dip it. Dip it good.
If you have to make it good with a dip, that is not a good churro.
I gotta, you know what? I'll agree because it's almost like putting steak on the filet mignon.
Ooh, yeah.
I mean, ketchup. Wait,
double
on
steak?
Filet mignon.
Did you say double steak?
I mean, ketchup on filet mignon.
Yeah. Exactly.
You don't throw ketchup on a good piece of meat, man.
I don't know, man. If it's a good churro, it doesn't need a sauce.
Steak on steak sounds okay to me. All right.
This conversation. I'm really hungry. You guys, that's it.
Yeah, sorry.
You did it. I'm with you, Miriam. I agree. The Magic Kingdom is my number four.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, I mean, you have to. One of them has to come in last place. What are you wowing me for? What comes in last place? And no matter what I say, you would be like, wow, I can't believe it.
I can't believe it.
Sorry, he probably has nicer things to say about the Magic Kingdom than I do.
Sure. Fair.
How about that?
Well, yeah, I think it's great. I think I'm glad that you guys have aligned in this Magic Kingdom hate. I don't get it. It's a great park.
It's not hate from me necessarily, but okay. If you're asking me to rank the four parks.
Yeah.
Number four is going to be Magic Kingdom.
Okay. All right. Respect. Gene, what's your number four park?
So, I mean, the way I kind of ranked mine was there's not a bad one in the bunch, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
The best four Disney parks in the whole world are... let me start over. The best four Disney parks in the world are all in Florida, right? I mean, you know, and then you put Disney Springs, it's really, you know, so, and then you got the water park. So it's really like you can take like seven Disney locations of all the Disney locations in the world, and this top seven might really be in Florida.
Yikes.
But I digress. So I went with, when I do get down to Florida, I do go visit Disney, which are the parks that I have to go if I only get one day down there that I have to go to. And I kind of just went in reverse with that. And so my number four, I love. It's even hard for me to even say why it would be number four other than I just love number one, two, and three more.
Yep.
And that would be Animal Kingdom. If there's a time where I can't fit all the parks in, Animal Kingdom is unfortunately the one I leave out.
Wow.
And I love it. But Flights of Passage, Expedition Everest, they're great. But there's a lot of times even, you know, even when I do go, I'm not there all day. Like I do those rides, check a couple of the sites out, and then I kind of say, oh, let me finish the rest of my day in Disney Springs. I don't need to spend from open to close here.
Wow.
Unlike a lot of the other parks. So as much as I love Animal Kingdom, it would be my number four.
Okay.
All right.
Respect. Yeah. My number four is easily Epcot. And I gotta mention the same thing, Gene. I love all these parks. I love them all. And there's not like... I don't care if I do this one or not. I have to, every time I go, I have to do all four. I want to do all four at least once. But this is the one I'm like, I'm about attractions and storytelling. And Epcot is more, you know, it's culture, it's technology, which is great. And I like it. I just love the other stuff more. I'd rather go on a fun storytelling coaster than, you know, watch a movie about France. And which I will watch and enjoy a movie about France. I speak a little French. Bonjour, j'aime le cinéma très bon aujourd'hui. Merci beaucoup pour ton movie. Où est le popcorn? It's great. So, but yeah, for me, Epcot, definitely the lowest. But you know what? If they, now that there's this new direction in Epcot, who knows if they start peppering some more attractions in the World Showcase, and let's see what the end game is with the new front of Epcot. But especially right now in the state it's in, it's hard to like get excited about Epcot. So that's my number four. Miriam, let's circle back up to you with number three.
My number three is Hollywood Studios.
Okay.
And I love Hollywood Studios, but I feel like they are lost. They don't know what their theme is there, and I don't love that. Mm. It does feel just like a regular theme park or like a regular amusement park to me. The theming is strange. So that's my thing for Hollywood Studios, why I would put it third.
Right.
It's almost California Adventure, but it's not. There's like lots of dead space that they're not really doing much with and have absolutely no plans to do anything with in the foreseeable future. Right. So, yeah. And again, the food isn't great there. It's kind of a half park day for me too. I'll ride all the rides that I like to ride and then I leave usually early. Unless the Star Wars fireworks show is happening, because that is amazing. I will give it that. But it just feels a little lost to me.
I'm going to jump in here too, because I also picked Hollywood Studios at number three. Similarly, for the same reasons why, Miriam. I just feel like I think it's changing. Like it's still morphing into what it's going to become. Like the IP land park. And it's still kind of figuring it out.
That. Don't you hate the way that sounds coming out of your mouth? IP Land Park?
I do, but I don't, because I really like IPs. I like Toy Story. I like Disney. I like Muppets. I guess, but they're all just
kind of mashed together.
But it's okay.
If this is what it's going to be, then
if I can get all the stuff I like in one place, all the different, you know, things. I mean, think about Epic Universe at Universal. It's essentially another IP park. It's like, we're going to put the monsters there. We're going to put Mario over there. We're going to put the How You Train Your Dragon there. And I'm for it. I'm like, those are all things I like. So I'm cool with it. And that's the one park that's going to do that. As long as, like, cross your fingers, Epcot can still keep its Epcot-iness. And Magic Kingdom can still be Magic Kingdom. And, you know, Animal Kingdom will hopefully stay about animals. You know, you hope. And then that can be the dirty stepchild that's just all IPs. And, you know,
what I think they need to do is just lean more into the Hollywood Studios part of it and make it a movie park, but actually theme it out that way. They're doing that, obviously, with Star Wars. But why did they just pick Toy Story? They should have done Pixar over there. And then they should have done Marvel, maybe. I mean, they can't. I don't know. They should have just maybe like a Disney Studios area. Make it each land have some kind of movie through line instead of just like, we're just doing whatever. We don't know.
Yeah, Fair point. But I still think they're kind of in transit. They're figuring it out. Mm-hmm. So I'll give them the time. But for me, also third place.
Yeah, same.
Same, Mark? Yeah, right
same.
On.
Yep, same. Everything you guys said, exact same. Yep.
Right, okay.
The attractions that are there, though, this one was a tough one for me, where to put this, right?
Yeah.
Because Rise of the Resistance is so good.
Yeah, it's the best.
And, you know, the Muppets 3D is one of my favorite things, just period. Yeah. One of the last things Jim Henson worked on. I mean, there's just too much good to say about it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
Yes.
Which is amazing. I can't believe I got that out of my mouth without tripping on it.
Nice.
But then exactly what you're saying. There's the Toy Story area is just kind of for me. You know, it's good for breakfast. I'll say that. Those tots. Mm-hmm. Give me those tots. I'm into those.
Yum.
But everything else is just kind of like, I will miss the Indiana stunt show when it finally does go away. But it doesn't make sense. And Star Tours being where it is kind of doesn't make sense. That whole area kind of doesn't make sense. So I see what you're saying, Chris, about it sort of being in transit. I feel the same about Epcot, but I feel like Epcot is moving in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the studios kind of they're building things, but there's no cohesive direction for the whole park.
Yeah, they've kept it very broad. Like it's
they haven't figured it out. It feels like
it's the IP park. It's all it is. But yeah, I like the IPs. So okay.
Yeah, me too. I enjoy them. But
they're always working with IP. Why can't they figure it out in this park?
I just think it's going to take time.
All Disney is IP.
Yeah,
you can't figure out the cohesive through line. What are you doing?
And listen, my favorite land there, Commissary Lane. I mean, boom. I mean, that's just a
get out of here.
That's just a barn burner. That one. Let's get some eats. All right, Gene, going over to you. Your number three park.
Same thing as you guys, and for pretty much the same reasons. I mean, I love all the, like, don't get me wrong, I love the Toy Story Land just for the way it's like the theming of it. But I do agree they should have just did a Pixar area. Just give me a little bit of Monsters Inc. Give me a little, get everything in there. And that's the thing too, is that what I think sets Toy Story Land back a little bit is not enough eating options. I do like Woody's Lunchbox, but other than the tachos and the grilled cheese, there's really not much else. And then they don't have any thrill rides. Like, don't try to sell me on Slinky Dog Dash being this great coaster. It's really Barnstormer. I mean, is it any crazy, like, which is cool when you're with your kids in this, if they're smaller, and it's cool to get on once or twice, but like, let me put it this way. I went rope drop to get on that thing because the line was so crazy when they first opened up. And I was like, that's what I waited for. This was basically like,
did you go with your kid? Well, your kid's older now, right?
Well,
your
kid. They're old. Yeah. So, we went I went with my kids, but at the time he was like still 16.
But that's
so it wasn't
the thing,
like,
man. That area is for kids, man. That's like kids. Look, Star Wars has no kids stuff, right? Right beside, nothing for kids. This is the kids section.
Yeah,
so if you have a 5-year-old like I do, you're going to be there at the crack of butt and you're going to line up for 2.5 hours, but your kid's going to lose her mind. And mine did. So I get why it's there and what it does.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
But give me a thrill ride, something. Give me just one.
Well, that's Toy Story Mania, right?
Or at least, Gene, to your point, or at least more food, better food options.
Or
some shade. Or really hit me with the theming. You know what I mean? Like, because the theming exists, but it's not.
You're
like,
so
it's not
hot
as,
when you're back there, you can't even take it in, right?
Yeah, it's all open.
Yeah.
Maybe a show.
I'm with you. It's like here and there, they put some toys.
Yeah.
Could have been
maybe
bigger.
They should put the left floor there. Like, it's what are they doing putting it in Tomorrowland in Magic Kingdom?
Move it to Hollywood.
But do you know what I mean? But like, that's something that if they did a Pixar area instead of just Toy Story, that's something that they could put there.
What was it?
And I also agree. I feel like they just kind of, you know, when Hollywood Studios, back when it first came out, it was MGM, it was more like a Universal. I feel like they've kind of shifted away from Universal and or the idea of like just being about the movies and more of now just about their products. Like, Star Wars is one of their products now. It's and Toy Story is one of their products. I feel like in the beginning they had like the stunt shows and that's why like the Indiana Jones thing, I don't want to see that go because that's like a stunt show and it's, you know, that's one of those the old MGM attractions that is still there. So I don't want to see it turn into where they, because every park has their products in it.
Let me ask you, and let's put your honesty hat on for a second.
Yeah.
Do you not want it to go because of nostalgia, or do you not want it to go because you actually care about seeing behind the scenes of films? Because that was the direction, man. The direction was, this is a park that's going to show you behind the scenes and how movies get made. Every kid has a DVD or YouTube now to see that. You don't need the behind the scenes looks. And that's why Universal Studios as a whole is evolving. And so is this park, like, to become this, because I already know how it gets made. I know it's all CG now anyway. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what? Because there's like the great movie ride. That's one of those nostalgic rides that I miss. That's not there anymore. There was no reason to get rid of that. You could have put Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway somewhere else. And you know, I love that ride. That ride is one of my favorite rides in all of Disney. But you could have put that somewhere else. Why'd you have to get rid of the great movie ride? So so there is the behind the scenes and there is the nostalgia. And as far as being able to see it on YouTube and everything else, it's kind of like this. I kind of equate it to going to a ball game. Yeah, I could watch my Yankees on ESPN, but sometimes I just want to go to the game and see it like there and add the experience of seeing it. So that's the other part of it too.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, the Great Movie Ride left was kiboshed because those weren't their movies, right? I mean, those were Turner Classic movies and then they ended their sponsorship and then they were like, "Not this isn't MGM Studios anymore. We're not affiliated with them. These aren't our movies. We want our movies in here." And so Yeah, I mean, so, and why not give, I think Miriam was the biggest advocate. Why doesn't Mickey Mouse have a ride? I agree. He should, and Minnie Mouse.
But I said it should be in the Magic Kingdom. There's no Mickey in the Mickey Park.
You know, if ridiculous. I can find, you can find some Mickeys around.
Well, no.
Philharmagic.
He's on the parade. Here he is.
Light Mickey.
I would argue Philharmagic is of more, of a,
Donald.
More of a Donald Duck attraction.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
That's fair. Okay, well, hey, that's round three. That's a lot of Hollywood studios all the way around the horn. Fantastic. Miriam, you want to kick things off for round number two?
Yeah, my number two is Epcot. I love it so much. To me, it doesn't matter that there isn't a ton of thrill rides. The ones that are there are great, and I'm really there to eat.
Yeah, so yep.
I'll be happy to do that, and yeah, I love it. And this last trip, I actually went into to the pavilions, and wow, they're actually so beautiful. I had no clue. My silly family never going inside of them, just taking the food at the booths and moving on.
Yep, see ya.
So yeah, it's wonderful. One of my favorite days when whenever I'm at the park. So that's my second fave.
Yeah, anyone I'm with you.
Yeah.
Same. Miriam and I think are, well, I mean, obviously now we're totally in sync on this. I agree. and as far as thrill rides, what is more thrilling than Living with the Land?
Honestly. Oh my gosh, I love Living with the Land.
What a great time. I love that thing. I love that thing so much. I hope they never get rid of it. I understand that it's a real, I love it the same way I love Carousel of Progress. You know? Like, there's just something about it that just reeks of my childhood, and I love it.
Like, I don't know why it's so fun to go past plants growing, but I really enjoy it. Or like the fish farm area. Like, why am I fascinated by this? But I am. And so then satisfying. You go in October and they're growing Mickey shaped pumpkins. Forget it. It's magical. Yep.
And the American Adventure Show.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Oh,
epic.
Come on.
Epic.
So many animatronics. Please. I've gone on and on about that show, and I will continue to go on and on about that show. And it's heading in a direction, right? It's got Guardians of the Galaxies coming. Oh, forget about it. What? I haven't even said Spaceship Earth. Spaceship Earth. What a great time. I love, when you're going on Spaceship Earth and you're going down backwards. Like, talk about a thrill ride. You don't know if the thing's going to break down or not.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's just got that noise that it makes. It's, yeah.
Hey, guys.
That's a thrill.
Do the thing on the screen. Play with the game on the screen so you don't notice the chaos around you.
Yeah. And you don't think about how high up you actually are, probably.
Good. I never thought about that. Fair point.
I didn't until this last time, and I was like, feels bad. I don't know.
This thing's moving real slow.
How old is this ride, and how high up are we?
Opening day. Okay. Opening day, sister. Because you've gone on other Omnimovers in the park, and this one just is a rough feeling. Ooh.
Because it goes up so high.
Yeah,
think about the mechanics of that thing. Yeah. And then you're going down backwards diagonally.
You know, truthfully, I never had until this conversation. My next ride is going to be funky.
It's
sure.
Sort of a subset of your submechanophobia now, huh?
Oh, yes. Ooh, I hope there's no sharks down there. Gene, your number two park.
My number two park is Magic Kingdom. It's the most magical park in all of Disney. All over the world. I feel like, and the reason why they get it so right is because they said, okay, what did we do wrong at Disneyland? Two things. Let's not do that here.
Yeah.
So.
Red alert. Yes.
So yeah.
The Pirates of the Caribbean was too magical at Disneyland. So let's tone that thing down. We made a mistake.
I feel like they spruced it up. And I think they said, listen, Disneyland is we made an 8 out in California. Let's make it 10. And they came and they made it 10. Magic Kingdom, most magical place on all of Earth.
Yeah.
And it's one of those places that, again, it's not my number one, but I can't picture not going. It's not even the rides. All can decide. It's not even the rides. It's that feeling of when you walk in. To me, it's the most Disney on Earth. You know, walking down Main Street, smelling the confectionery, seeing the castle in the distance. You know, you got the
very big castle, like a big castle.
Yeah, yeah. Way better than Sleeping Beauty's castle.
Yeah, like that little midget castle. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, like that thing. Okay. It's like it's a cottage.
I like that.
I've always preferred a cottage to a mansion. So this is like, I think you're trying to hurt my feelings, but it's not working.
You're so rustic, Miriam. I like that about you.
But yeah, no. To me, it's just the magical place that like. I can't even call it. It's more of just an internal feeling because they don't have the greatest rides to me. They don't have the greatest food to me. Although the last time at the Crystal Palace, it's actually better than I remember it being. But other than that, it's more of just the ambiance of Magic Kingdom is really what just sets it apart for me.
To jump in with you, because Gene, I'm right here with you. Magic Kingdom is my number two. There's something comfortable about that park. It's just comfortable, maybe because it is spacious. It is lush and you can really take your time. And I agree. I think a lot of the attractions are plussed. You get the better version, right? For the most part. Mm-hmm. But I mean, we had this big debate a couple pods ago. It's the nostalgia at Disneyland that is just palpable. Like Walt was here, you know, that's his apartment. For me, the Main Street walk is just different. So much more like historic and epic at Disneyland than it is at Disney World. But at Disney World, I feel like it's more comfortable. It feels like there's less people. It feels like bigger and broader, and I want to take more pictures because I'm not like elbow to elbow with somebody. I feel like even though there isn't more attractions, there's just more space. There's more places to sit and eat. And it's also, and let's just be honest, it's my home park, right? It's the park I know. And I think there's something to be said about that. So anyway, yeah, my number two as well. But I still love Disneyland. Disneyland rocks. It's a tough one. All right. No. Number one park. Let's go back to Miriam. Bring it home, Miriam.
Number one has to be Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it so much. I could spend days and days there.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there aren't a ton of rides. I get that. But I just like being on all the paths and seeing everything that they're doing there. And the food is the best food of any of the parks, I think, for sure.
Yeah.
And yeah. I mean, that's the park I always take the most pictures in because there's so much to see there. I think you could go 100 times and not see it all.
Yeah.
And I definitely think it's the one with the best theming.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you, Miriam. Same.
Wow.
The food in Pandora alone.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I could just keep going back to Pandora and eating everything in Pandora. So good.
Agreed.
And everything, Gene, you were saying about the Magic Kingdom, sort of the ambiance and, you know, the just the general vibe of that park. All the feelings you have about Magic Kingdom are the feelings I have about Animal Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just love the vibe. I love the ambiance. I love the theming. I love that big tree.
Yeah.
Really censored myself there. I love that big tree. I love those floating mountains in Pandora. All of it. The only thing that I'm a little bit like is when I'm walking around and seeing the animals. I'm a little bit worried about them just because of my own nonsense. Then I'm like, are you guys all right? But that's just me putting that on the. I haven't asked these animals. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm saying that I'm putting that on them. You know, I want to say that I have to own that. But generally, that whole park I love.
Yeah.
The moment I walk in, I'm having a nice time.
And yes. I'm piggybacking right with you. Animal Kingdom is my number one with a bullet. You cannot touch immersion from any other Disney park other than maybe just Batu than all of the Animal Kingdom. Like, it's a Joe Rohde park, man. You know it's intense. You know it's rich. It's deep. You know that dude went to, like, climb the Himalayas to do the work on Expedition Everest. You know he did that. Because it's legit. There's that richness that you just unparalleled in any other park. And then when you add Pandora to the whole thing, I mean, there's nothing like Pandora. And the fact that you go to Pandora, at least this is my experience, that's my rope drop. You know, you get on Flight of Passage, you do your thing there. You have your morning in Pandora. You go do the rest of the park. And then at night you come back to the Pandora and it's a whole new experience. You can do that whole land again because of what it looks like at night. There's just nothing like it. There's nothing like it. The rides are great. The animals are great. And who's got something like a Kilimanjaro Safari? I do miss the narrative and the ride portion of that ride, but I never miss Animal Kingdom. In so much that the last time I went, I wanted to stay at Jumbo House. I was like, I want to stay at the Animal Kingdom Lodge. I want to be a part of it. I want to be close to that park. Let's do it. And by the way, that lodge is dope. So check it out. So Gene, what is your number one park?
Before I say my number one, I just want to touch on, because you guys all had Animal Kingdom and I had it four.
Yeah, what's up with that, Gene?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you might want to rethink having me on again. But just to say that even though I had that fourth, a lot of the things that you guys said that you love that you made it number one, I actually do love that as well. I do think as far as like your sit-down restaurants, it's the best food of any of the parks. Epcot, I love the food at the Epcot because they got True. All the festivals and they got the booths and stuff. But when it comes to just pure sitting down, Tiffin's, Satuli Canteen, they have the best, I think, hands down, wide array Yak and Yeti of food. In the park. So I really do agree with that part of it. Pandora at night is a totally different experience. It's gorgeous. So there are a lot of things that you guys said. I do love all those things too. It's just, I had to put them in order. Yeah. And unfortunately that's where I was.
Yeah.
My number one is number one for a myriad of reasons. It's to me, my funnest park. A lot of nostalgia goes along with it as well is Epcot. Mm-hmm. When we get, we stay at the boardwalk most times than not. When we get to the boardwalk from the Magical Express, we put our bags down. The first thing we do is walk over to International Gateway, go into Epcot. We do the countries. That's the first thing we do.
Nice.
Every Disney trip. It's the last thing we do every Disney trip.
Beautiful.
Back before you had to make reservations to have tickets. And before we'd always get the park hoppers so we could kind of go to any park. You could go to all four parks in a day back then with the park hoppers. Now you got to do it where you reserve one. And then after two, you could reserve another. But when you could just go to wherever you wanted to go, we started every day usually in Epcot because we were at the boardwalk.
Yeah, why not?
We'd say, hey, let's go get breakfast in the France Pavilion, in the bakery in the France Pavilion. So we would go to the France Pavilion literally every day.
Yum.
Just for the hour. Just to get our breakfast and then unless we were doing rope drop somewhere, and then we'd head over to whatever park we were going to spend the day at. So we did Epcot pretty much almost every day when we had the park hoppers. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine it any other way. And they got the festivals always bring about tremendous food. I love it. I love, in the Flower and Garden, you got the topiaries and the Festival of the Arts. You got all the artwork everywhere.
Yeah.
I just dig it. And they're going to be adding more cool food. They're going to have Space 220.
There soon. It's food in space. Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Soarin's over there. Again, I love the Living with the Land.
Yeah.
There's no real thrill rides there. In fact, when you had the Ironic Park, the ride I probably hate the most of all Disney rides is actually in that park. And it's Test Track. I hate Test Track.
Well, yeah, I don't like Track. It.
What?
I'm with you.
We had this debate on my show a week or two ago, and my take on it was the two rides I hate most. One I don't hate anymore because they fixed it, and I'll tell you that one next. But the one that I hate the most is Test Track. Mm-hmm. And the reason why is don't make me hit all these buttons creating a car so I can have the same experience as everybody else. Like if I create a car, I want it to handle these tests differently. We all go 64.9 miles an hour and one guy creates a minibus and I create a Corvette and we go in 64.9 miles an hour. We each do. Yo, we have the technology now to fix that. Let's have it wherever we create. The ride does what it does based on what we created. Yeah. I hate that we spend 3 hours waiting online creating a car and it has nothing to do with the ride. What is it? Yeah. I get nothing out of that.
That's fair.
Totally and the fair. Other ride I used to not be able to stand, it was Mission Space. And it's because I can't stand Gary Sinise.
What?
He used to be on the pre-flight video.
Gary.
Yes.
I hate his face, man.
Yeah. He's got a crappy face. His face sucks. I'm with you.
I hate Gary Sinise. I don't mean to use the hate word, but.
No.
That ride is one of the only Disney rides that's ever made me throw up, for sure.
Because of Gary Sinise?
I mean, that could have started it for sure. But that's when the emotion put it over the edge. Definitely.
I don't know why I hate him. I hate the man.
Listen, I have an uneasy tummy myself and I get a little queasy. But there's not a lot of rides I will just plain miss. I will still tough it out because I'm here and I want to go on it, except Mission Space. I will skip it 100% of the time. I don't care. Enjoy. You want to barf? Rock and roll.
And you can do the green version.
Pass.
The green version made me throw up.
Even the green version.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Miriam and I will go get a churro. You guys can go on that stupidness. It's a pass.
Oh, the croissant sandwich in France. That's
Thank
what
you.
We're getting.
Much better. Great. Good call. All right, guys. Well, hey, we've talked about all of our favorites. We've ranked them. And now I've done some tabulations. Got my little, my calculator here. Boop. Okay, great. Coming in last place. But not really last place, is a tie between Hollywood Studios and the Magic Kingdom. So let's call the tie for third. There is no loser here. Everybody gets a bronze. It's a beautiful thing. The number two park is Epcot. And the big winner, I guess it was, you could tell when all of us said 1-1-1 except Gene, is the Animal Kingdom. That's your rankings, ladies and gentlemen, from four Disney experts. Animal Kingdom wins the top prize. It's hard to argue. It's the new one. It's when immersion became a thing. And now everyone's doing immersion. That's the new thing. But for now, Animal Kingdom is tops. What do you guys think at home? Hit us up if you think we're wrong or we're crazy. Maybe you're with Gene. You're like, how can you not love Epcot? It's number one. Hit us up. What's up? At welikethemeparks.com. We want to hear from you. All right, guys. Well, why don't we take a break? We're going to come back and test your brains with some Disney Jeopardy. That's coming right back up on the We Like Theme Parks podcast.
We like theme parks. The We Like Theme Parks podcast.
Welcome back, friends. This is Jeopardy. All right, welcome, friends, to another episode of Jeopardy. Today is all about Disney World and the parks in it. We have three competitors. It's Mark and Miriam from the We Like Theme Parks podcast and Gene from the Disney Underground podcast. Podcast versus podcast. Exciting stuff. We got four categories today. Each category has five questions with answers valuing from $100 to $500. The categories are Jumbo Jams, Experimental Prototype Community of Construction, Main Street PDA, and Disney's Universal Studios. All right, well, let's get this game going. Gene, since you are our guest, you have control of the board. Where would you like to go first?
Let me start off in Main Street PDA for 100.
Main Street PDA for 100. The answer is, this is what you get after Trader Sam kicks you in the shins. He's a little testy since he was exiled from his own attraction. Hmm. Remember, this is for anybody. Anybody can jump in. This
is for $100.
For $100. This is what you get after Trader Sam kicks you in the shins. He's a little testy since he was exiled from his own attraction. And remember, this is Main Street PDA.
Right. Is this a Jungle Cruise bruise?
That's right. A Jungle Bruise is correct. For $100, Mark. Way to go. See what we're doing here, Gene? Fun times?
I got it. Yeah, I get it.
Okay. Thanks, Mark.
It's very bad. It's very bad what we're doing.
All right, Mark, you have control of the board.
Okay, I'm going to go with experimental construction for $100, Alex.
You got it, Mark. All right, the answer is, this is the fourth film in the Wild Stallions quadrilogy, but this one takes place in Epcot's U.S. Pavilion.
Is it a Bill and Ted's American Adventure?
I will accept it. Bill and Ted's excellent American Adventure. Beautiful. Okay, Mark, you still control the board. Where are we going?
Yeah, sure. Let's go straight across the top here. Disney's Universal Studios, please, for $100, Alex.
You got it. Disney's Universal Studios. Han Solo's COVID hairdo is pretty long. So Leia put it in this. Han Solo's COVID hairdo is getting pretty long. So Leia put it in this. Nobody?
Is it Han's man bun?
You're close. You're getting there. Remember, this is Disney's Universal Studios is the category.
Han Solo ponytail?
No, that's not it. Gene, you got a guess?
A Batu bun?
I mean, it's better, but it's not right. It's a smuggler's bun. A smuggler's bun is the answer.
Smuggler's bun.
Yeah. You see what we're doing here, friends? We got it. Okay, Mark, you still control the board.
Oh, well, we haven't done Jumbo Jams for 100, so let's do that, please.
Jumbo Jams for 100 is...
Jumbo Jams.
Jumbo Jams. This Adam Sandler SNL character loves Pandora.
Adam Sandler SNL character.
That's right. This Adam Sandler SNL character loves Pandora. Anybody? Bueller? Come on, Mark, really?
Listen, I only know one Adam Sandler SNL character I can think of.
Oh, my God.
I can only think of only one, too.
No? Oh, man. Last chance?
Is it,
Oh, well, you got some?
Lunch Lady Avatar? It's not good. I don't know. Just saying words at this point, you know?
Words are good. All right. It is Satuli Canteen Boy. Satuli Canteen Boy.
I was thinking of something with Opera Man.
Oh, I love Opera Man.
Opera Man. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Says. All of his characters were on Weekend Update.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, Mark, you still have the board, buddy.
Oh, boy. Well, you know what? I'm going back over to experimental construction for 200, please.
You got it. For 200, the answer is, this is what you get when Epcot's famed food attraction is moved to Epcot's new Australia Pavilion.
Living with the Land Down Under?
Living with the Land Down Under is correct, Miriam. Very for nice. $200. Miriam, where would you like to go next?
Let's do Main Street PDA for $200.
And the answer is, Disney has now allowed snacking on this Fantasyland coaster and has renamed it this.
Is it Snow White and the Seven Dwarves Dine Train?
That is correct. The Dine Train.
You see, Gene, the key here is knowing how idiotic Chris thinks.
No. I think my problem is I would just give Chris too much credit.
No. You got to take that credit, cut it in half, and then put it like a little negative sign in front of it, and then you're on to where we're at with Chris.
You know, I don't see you staying up and writing these things. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, I love it, but don't. I love it, and I think they're great. But they're dumb as heck.
Mark, you control the board, my friend.
I appreciate you, Chris.
I appreciate you.
I just want to say I appreciate you, and I think these are hilarious, and I love them.
Keep working.
Boy, oh boy.
Okay, Disney's Universal Studios for 200. Picture, if you will, Mickey Mouse's pet dog Pluto smells terrible. Mickey wants to get him clean, but Pluto insists that he won't get into this. Picture, if you will, Mickey Mouse's pet dog Pluto smells terrible. Mickey Mouse wants him to get clean, but Pluto insists that he won't get into this.
Slinky dog bath?
I mean, I like that guess, but no.
That was a good one.
Picture, if you will, Mickey Mouse's pet dog Pluto smells terrible. Mickey wants him to get clean, but Pluto insists that he won't get into this.
Is it a photo pass dog bath?
No.
You keep saying picture this in a way that makes me think like it's relevant.
It is. I'll say one more time for just for Miriam. Picture, if you will, Mickey Mouse's pet dog Pluto smells terrible. Mickey wants to get him clean, but Pluto insists he won't get into this. And I'm going to remind you that it's Disney's Universal Studios.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay. The answer is, what is the shower of terror? The shower of terror.
It's a good one.
This doesn't even, why Pluto then?
I just needed a shower, but a picture if you will, is what the guy says in Twilight Zone.
Dogs don't take showers though.
Whatever. He won't get cleaned up.
Slinky dog bath.
All right, enough. Who has the board? I forget.
Mark. I think it's still me.
Yeah. All right, Mark, where do you want to go, bud?
Yeah, I'm going back over to Main Street PDA for 300, please.
Okay, the answer is this world-famous kids doll and her little sister just opened this restaurant in Adventureland, and Ken loves it.
In Adventureland, is it Barbie and Skipper's Canteen?
That's correct. Barbie and Skipper's Canteen.
I remember Skipper.
All right. That's 300 for Mark. Nice. Mark, you're jumping out to a sizable lead, friend.
Yeah, I feel good about myself today.
How many points do I have, Chris?
Let me check. Yikes. None.
Oh, no.
We'll get there. Yeah, we'll get there, Gina. Takes a while to kind of get the groove of this game, but you're getting there, my friend.
You know what? I'm going to roll the dice with Jumbo Joms, please.
Jambo Jams for 200, say?
Yes, please. All right. Why not?
This is the name of the new show inside the Tree of Life that stars the magic carpet from Aladdin.
It's Tough to Be a Rug.
It's Tough to Be a Rug is correctamundo for 200 points, Miriam. And where would you like to go?
I'd love to go back to Universal Studios and Disney. For 300.
All right. Disney's Universal Studios for 300. The answer is, when Al Capone takes over a popular Echo Lake restaurant, it's renamed this.
50s Crime Time.
Cafe. I'll give it to you. Yes. Gene is in. Yeah. Gene. With a three honey, he's in. So you got the game now, right, buddy?
I got it, man.
Great job. All right, you control the board again, Gene. Where would you like to go?
Let's go all in Disney's Universal Studios for 500.
Oh, okay. Skipping the four, going right up to five. The answer is, sure, you can get a lightsaber here, but now you can also learn how to move like Miley.
How to move like Miley.
Sure, you can get a lightsaber here, but now you can also learn how to move like Miley.
A Cyrus Workshop?
Nope.
Oh, man.
Anybody? Bueller?
Wait, read it again. Read it one more time. There's a hint in here somewhere.
Sure, you can get a lightsaber here, but now you can also learn how to move like Miley.
Move like Miley.
I mean, Miriam's barking up the right tree.
What was Miriam? What did you say again, Miriam?
It said Cyrus Workshop, like Savvy's Workshop.
Like Savvy's Workshop.
Come on, Gene. You can do this.
Oh, man. Read it one more time.
Sure, you can get a lightsaber here, but now you can also learn how to move like Miley. Any takers? 3, 2. The question was, what is Savvy's Twerk Shop? Savvy's Twerk Shop.
Oh my gosh.
That was pretty rough.
That was pretty great. I think it's pretty great.
I mean, I guess Miley did twerk that one time.
That one time ago.
Yeah. Dude, forgot that twerk is her. That's her thing, man. Come on.
Okay. Well, you've gone too far here.
Well, I'm just saying what it is. Gene, you still have the board, my friend. Would you like to close out Disney's Universal Studios for 4?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, you got it. And the answer is Andy's dog toy has been known to do this because he doesn't like to pay for food.
Slinky's Dine and Dash?
Slinky Dog Dine and Dash. I'll give it to you. Yes, Gene, for 400. Gene is back. Did that just today?
Nice.
Yes. Nice work, Gene. Gene, you still control the board. Where do you want to go now?
Let's do Jumbo Jams for 300.
Jumbo Jams for 300. The answer is LL Cool J wrote this song so everybody knows which attraction he wants to ride again.
Say it again. What category is this? Jumbo Jams.
This is Jumbo Jams.
Right?
Jams. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So LL Cool J wrote this song so everybody knows which attraction he wants to ride again.
Yeah, he's going back to Cali River Rapids.
That's right. Going back to Cali River Rapids. Mark. For 300, well done, Mark. You have the board. Where would you like to go?
Yeah, let's stay in the Jumbo Jams for 400, please.
For 400, the answer is, can I pet a goat? No. Welcome to this.
What? Okay. Can I pet a goat? No. Welcome to this.
Yeah. Can I pet a goat? No. Welcome to this.
I don't even know what...
We're in Jumbo Jams.
I don't even have a clue where to start on this.
No? And the last takers? 3? Mm-mm. 2? Okay. The question is, what is the rejection section? What is the rejection section? Nobody? What? You know the affection section up at Rafiki's Planet Watch?
Oh, yeah, you've never been there. Not once.
Oh, well, okay. Well, it shows. Definitely shows.
That's why it was my number 4.
Mark, where would you like to go?
Let's close out this category. Right. Jumbo Jams 500.
Well, okay, we're closing out the Jumbo Jams. Here it is. This is what Seeker yells when he refuses to make his food in the oven.
Seeker.
This is what Seeker yells when he refuses to make food in the oven.
Who's Seeker?
You know, he's somebody on...
Harry Potter is a Seeker.
That's a position in Quidditch, but there's a guy whose name is Seeker.
Whose name is Seeker?
No clue. Disco Yeti.
just saying anything.
Can you read it one more time?
This is what Seeker yells when he refuses to make food in the oven. No? I don't think anybody's getting this. I think I made this too hard. This is a hard one. That's why it's 500 points. Okay. The question is, what is we're not going to bake it? We're not going to bake it. Seeker's the dude from Dinosaur. He's like the guy that's like, come on the ride. And hey, we're going to do the secret mission. Shh, don't tell nobody.
There's no way I would remember that guy's name.
Oh, we're not going to make it.
We're not going to make it. We're not going to make it. But, you know, we're not going to bake it.
You could have given me 100 hours and I would have gotten that. Mm-mm. I get it now.
It was too hard. People didn't know Seeker. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know Seeker.
That's my favorite ride, so not a big deal. Okay. We're not going to bake it. We didn't get it. No problem. Okay, so, Mark, you still have the...
Oh, right. It's me.
The board. Okay. Yeah, where do you want to go?
Let's go to experimental construction for 300 points, please.
You got it, Mr. Mark. The answer is, this is an attraction about a little purple dragon who waits forever before getting around to doing anything.
Figment.
Journey into Procrastination.
That's correct. Journey into Procrastination.
I was trying to get the word. I couldn't think of the
word. Great job, Miriam.
It was like right there, and she totally cut me off.
Oh, Miriam's good at these, man. All right, Miriam, you have the board. Where do you want to go?
Main Street PDA for 400, please.
Okay, coming at you. And it is, looks like this prince and his carousel are going to court. Looks like this prince and his carousel are going to court. Anybody?
Oh.
Oh, it's a toughie.
Going to court. Going to court.
Looks like this prince and his carousel are going to court.
Hmm.
No. All right. The question was, what is Prince Charming's legal carousel? What is Prince Charming's legal carousel? No? All right. Well,
instead of regal.
Yeah. Carousel? They're not all winners. All right. Miriam, you still control the board?
Yeah. Let's go back to construction for 400.
You got it. Okay. Here we go. And the answer is, Epcot offers this brand new breakfast cereal for fish who need to learn how to spell. Epcot offers this brand new breakfast cereal for fish who need to learn how to spell. Nothing?
I'm baffled. I'm baffled by this today.
Epcot, fish, cereal.
The living ABCs?
I mean, that's not a bad guess, but you know, you're close. No, these are too hard. Did I make these too hard this week? I think I did.
They're not easy.
Mark?
Yeah, I had no idea.
All right. The question was, what is C-base alphabets? C-base alphabets.
What?
C-base what? Alpha. That's the living C's. You're in C-base alpha. Come on, guys. It's Epcot Center. What?
Deep
cuts, man.
All right. Okay. Yeah. All right. So we only got two questions left. Miriam, where do you want to go? Do you want to go Main Street or do you want to go?
Let's finish construction for 500.
You got it.
I wish they would.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. The answer is, the reason they won't let pregnant women on this centerpiece attraction is to avoid this.
Oh, I don't.
Spaceship Birth.
A Spaceship Birth is correct, Gene, for 500. Excellent.
Oh, my gosh. If my child was born on Spaceship Earth, what? I'd name my child Gary Sinise.
Gary Sinise. That's not the right, right? You'd have to name her Judi Dench.
No, I still want. I want Gary Sinise.
I'd name him
Gary Sinise
Phoenicia. Phoenicia? Okay, here we go. The last one. Gene, this is you control the board. There's one question. Here we go. This is it, and this is over in Main Street PDA to close out the game. Disney is combining their world-famous Disney Springs Japanese restaurant with a famously dead kiosk to create this new dining merch experience.
Read it one more time.
Disney is combining this world-famous Disney Springs Japanese restaurant with a famously dead kiosk to create this new dining and merch experience. So it's a little Disney Springs, a little Magic Kingdom. Wow, I did make them hard today. These are hard, I guess.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right, Japanese restaurant at Disney Springs, dead kiosk at Magic Kingdom.
Dead kiosk at Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
What's the dead kiosk?
You tell me, Disney experts.
How dare you? How dare you be?
Memento Morimoto Asia?
Yes! Oh. Wow, you got it! Gene is a genius! Gene, wow! The big five, honey. Gene comes onto our show and beats us down. Wow, ladies and gentlemen, let me tabulate some scores here to see who won this bad boy. Woo!
I feel pretty good. I got a bunch of early ones in. Mm-hmm. I feel good about my life.
Coming in last place is our queen of the castle, Miriam, with 700 points. Second place, Silver Star, goes to Mark with 1,000 points. And the winner,
what?
Applauso to Gene with 1,700 points. Wow, Gene.
I had no doubt. as soon as I knew that I was the only person that really understood and respected Magic Kingdom the way it should be. I knew it was a no-brainer.
Yes. Oh, Gene, great job today. Great job to everybody. Everybody got answers today. There was a couple hard ones, though. So, you know, apologies.
More than a couple.
There was some tough ones.
Man, it was pretty late.
I feel like you were doing a lot of misdirects, like that Pluto business.
Pluto. I just wanted to do Tower of Terror somehow. And I was like, Tower of Terror?
I know, but you, what does Pluto you made have us to do? Think it was just, Mickey's Runaway Railway somehow with that.
Yeah, and yeah. I got the picture of this was a tribute to Twilight Zone.
Picture if so you will. That. Yeah, picture, if, picture you will, if you will. He always says that.
I just couldn't figure it out.
I was thinking photo pass like Mark.
I thought picture if you will was a straight giveaway. Okay, it's Tower of Terror and something. What is it? And it's he wants to clean the dog. You got to give him a...
But that's the thing that tripped me up is I don't know any dog that's ever had a shower.
Well, all right, you know.
I mean, to be fair, I do give my dog a shower.
I give mine a shower.
I get in the shower like because I got the removable shower head for the dog. You know what I mean? Like it's a wand.
Yeah. Well, so that's cute.
Well, I like to wash my dog. I'm obsessed. I like to do it.
Yeah. But guys, at the end of the day, we had a nice time. That's all that really matters.
100%.
All right. There you go.
Gene, a lot of fun.
Gene, you had a good time, right? Come on.
I had a great time. I think I might be jumping ship and just coming over to you guys.
Buddy, we need you apparently. We need you.
Come on over.
I had a great time. And no, I didn't have Dan here to pick on me today.
Right.
I was with you guys. As everybody knows, Dan loves to pick on me.
He does. Well, we got to get you guys all on at the same time again. We'll do another one of those down the road.
We got to do a full mashup show with all of us. Have all like 10 of us in the room.
Yeah, but who's going to host it? Gene, was it going to be me and you throwing down? Hosting?
I think co-hosts.
All right, man. Hey, it's your party. You tell me how it goes, bro.
You got to figure it out.
All right. Well, hey, this is a great place to wrap up the show. Thanks so much for tuning in today, friends. If you had a good time, rate, review, subscribe. Do all that fun stuff. We really appreciate it. If you have a segment idea, just want to say hey, and please do say hey. We will say hey back most of the time. What's up at WeLikeThemeParks.com. You can also find us goofing around on Instagram at WeLikeThemeParks. And finally, you can find us on the Magic of the Mouse Radio every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 5 noon on Sunday. The music for the We Like Theme Parks podcast was composed and provided by Mike Treblecock. Check him out at
MikeTreblecockMusic.com.
Yeah, a big thank you to Gene from the Disney Underground Podcast. Gene, where can we find you?
You can find us on the Disney Underground Podcast. Ooh. On Instagram, you can find us on the Disney Underground and at the_magical_lifestyle. And thank you so much for having me, man. It was a lot of fun, a lot of good laughs.
Dude, anytime. It was super great to have you. It was nice to have an East Coaster on.
Yes, definitely. and let me just say real quick, thank you. I know you're a Minnesota Viking fan. Thank you for supplying us with the pick to get a future All-Pro guard.
Well, thank you for the future All-Pro left tackle and the future All-Pro guard in Wyatt Davis. And the maybe successor to Kirk Cousins and Kellen Mond with all your third round draft picks. Thank you so much. We like football. Ba-na-na-bam-ba-na-bam. So Miriam Barker like glazed over.
I'm here. I'm here. I'm smiling and I'm having a nice time. I don't know what you're talking. I'm not going to pretend that I know what you're talking about, but
I love football. I don't hate it. My dirty secret is that like sports, you know, I can talk about it all day.
How is that?
The first time I talked to Gene, we talked for an hour about sports on the phone.
Some Blue Jays, Yankees, some Jets, Vikings.
The whole deal, man. We were all over it. All right. So, hey, make sure you check out Gene at the Disney Underground. So for Gene, for Miriam and Mark, I'm Chris. That's all, folks. We'll see you real soon. Why? Because we like you. And we
like
theme parks.
Bye.
That would be so much pain on your face to do that. Yes.
Dan's going to kill me when he hears that.
Is he?
It'll be brutal.
All right.
Guaranteed Dan's going to say it to me.
All right. Definitely leaving all this in.